All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Friday, April 12th. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hello.
5:37. It is 74 already outside. It's actually going to get cooler throughout the day. I mean, this is the high temperature. So it's going to wind up being about 72 when we're all said and done. You know, I mean, at least we're not in like Minneapolis and those areas in the Midwest that are getting hit with snow right now.
Yes, there were some. I had some friends that were like, it was 80 yesterday and it's 20 degrees and snowing the next day.
Yeah.
That's a little more extreme than what we're used to here.
Yeah, for sure. Thunder, of course, tomorrow. Forecast 68 to high, some clouds. So it's going to be kind of a cooler thunder as we've had in the past, but it doesn't look like there's going to be any rain before during the air show or during the fireworks or anything like that. We're, of course, going to be posted up at Buckhead Mountain Grill right across the river. And that'll be cool. Kelly and I will be like serenading you on your while you're stuck in traffic, literally not going anywhere for about 2 hours after the fireworks.
That's great. And then we get to be stuck about 2 hours after when we start to make our journey home.
Yeah, I mean, typically it just depends from year to year, but a lot of times when we finally are finished, most of the traffic is like dispersed. Other years, it's been different. So
yes,
we'll
I get
have
home
to see.
At 2 in the morning.
Yeah,
so
we'll have to see.
Yeah.
So, all right. All right.
That's fun. Hey, let's just, I'm going to put a disclaimer out there. I might send like hugs from afar because I'm still a little, you know, flu-like. So I don't want to get any, I don't want to be accused of spreading the flu at Thunder. Okay, yeah. Just FYI. I might be hanging back. It's not because I'm rude.
You're on the mend.
I'm on the mend, but you're still kind of contagious for 7 days.
What Kelly's saying is don't come up to her and try to get all up in her junk.
Well, yes.
Right?
Right. And again, not because I don't want to give you hugs, high fives, chest bumps, all that. I'm trying to protect your health.
Should we get you a sign to wear around your neck like a sandwich board that just says, I'm infected?
Like a little chalkboard
that just says I'm infected.
Should I put a like a logoed sticker on like a little face mask or something? I don't know.
Maybe
build a bubble around me. Yeah. I'm not sure. I've been struggling with the responsibility aspect of it. And yeah, like I'm supposed to do the broadcast, but I'm trying to protect the I don't want to be a public nuisance.
Yeah, I got
to
tell you, I'm pretty when it comes to that sort of stuff, I'm pretty careless.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
what do you mean? Oh, yeah. What do you mean?
You're Mr. Strong like ox, bang your chest. I never take medicine or go to doctors. That's you. That's your camp. Like, you wouldn't even let us spray your side with Lysol. That's how reckless you are living.
No, I mean, and I think it's been sprayed because
we have
obviously
two people on staff with the flu, the same strain of the flu.
Yeah.
Yet we're being reckless.
You think I've been exposed to it enough that
probably
I won't get it?
Oh, sure. I'm sure that's how that works.
You think my immune system is just that of like, all right, I see what you got.
I think you are the one person on planet Earth that is completely immune to all that.
All right. I think it's the beard. It gets caught
in
my beard.
Probably the beard.
It gets caught in my beard.
It catches the disease and keeps it from infiltrating your body.
Yeah, it's a filter I have.
Yeah.
It's a filter.
Right.
A nice fluffy filter.
Yes. The point is, I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, you might just want to say hi, Kelly, and wave at me from afar.
Okay.
This year.
All right.
I'll hang back.
We'll remember that.
I'll carve out a little area for me.
Today on the show, it's Free Movie Friday, so we'll hook you up with a couple movie tickets to any movie of your choice, courtesy of Fandango, so that's kind of cool.
Any movie?
Yeah.
There's some good ones coming out, too.
I don't know if you're going to be able to get in on Avengers Endgame.
I'm going to.
Well, I'm saying you got to pre-buy your tickets.
Do you really?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Listen, for how far out?
Okay, so the premiere's next week? Is that what it is? Or two weeks?
I feel like it is. Is it the 27th? It's 2 weeks.
So it has outsold every other Marvel movie in pre-sale.
Well, when you name it Endgame, of course it is.
Yeah, so I'm saying don't expect to roll on up to, you know, one of your theaters on the weekend it opens and just walk in.
I'm reckless like that.
Okay. Look, I'm just trying to protect you.
Thank you.
All right.
By the way, fun fact, did you see we've got an article up at WDJX.com that Mark Ruffalo, aka The Hulk, he had to film 5 endings because he's one of those that spoils stuff. Oh, and they're like, we don't want this guy to really know how it ends. Like the other cast members, they can get the whole script. They keep the secrets. It's all good. And then you got Tom Holland, who has, you know, he only got his lines.
Sure.
So he had to try to act his parts without not knowing anything that's going on.
That's funny.
So it's hilarious.
All right. So, wow. Okay. A little winding road there. Sorry about that.
It always is.
All right. Setting the bar on the way. We've got BTS, Halsey. BTS is releasing an album today. They have a single featuring Halsey. We'll play that right about 6 o'clock. I know people are very excited about that.
Do they sing in English?
No.
Okay.
No, that's where Halsey comes in.
Oh, great. Thanks. She's the part you can sing along with.
Family Secret today. Chance to win with Louisville Loot. I mean, we got a show, guys.
That's a lot.
We got a show. Oh, did I say Naked Thirsty Firemen
are
on the
show?
No, you did not. All right, that's on the show, too. All right.
Can we do that a couple times? That sounds fun.
All right, so that is coming up. Good morning, guys. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. We are the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. Stream thebenandkellyshow.com. Smart speaker, just ask Alexa to play 99.7 DJX live radio. You can get our podcast. You can get live radio right there. So it's pretty cool. All right. Every morning right about this time, we give you a setting the bar story. Small examples of what not to do. Okay. If you could somehow manage to make it through the day without taunting police on Facebook when you're on the, quote, most wanted list, you're doing okay.
Okay.
Yeah, Chloe Jones found out the hard way when she wound up on the top 10 most wanted in Pennsylvania.
Oh, Chloe.
So here's the thing. She saw the Facebook post about her.
Oh.
And
well, it's kind of exciting when you do see that, you know, your name is in print. And
commented on the post writing, "Do you guys do pickup or delivery?" So then, it wasn't the police that responded. It was everyone else.
Okay.
She started getting into a Facebook fight with the commenter, with people on the post.
Chloe.
Yeah. And then
Chloe.
She wound up giving up that she was in a hospital in West Virginia, and the police were like, huh.
We're going to go pay you a visit. Yeah, you know what? The answer to your question, pick up.
Yeah, pick up. So they went to the hospital and extradited back to Pennsylvania.
Chloe, is that her mugshot or is that just her Facebook profile pic?
No, that's her mugshot.
Well, she looks really like she's happy.
Yeah, she's happy. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without, taunting police on Facebook when you're on their most wanted list.
And then getting in a Facebook fight with everybody's pointing that out.
I know. Hey, shut up.
Okay.
Wow. Then you're doing okay.
LOL. You guys do pickup and delivery.
Right.
Wow.
That is setting the bar, guys.
She's great.
On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, it's your first listen of BTS Halsey, Boy With Love. That's on the way. And a chance at $1,000. It is Louisville Loot coming up in less than 10 minutes. Ninety-nine-seven DJX, Ben Davis and Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service. Eyes Authority, locations, Louisville and E-Town, online, KentuckySchoolService.com. Here we go.
Get your hands on that Louisville Loot. Here's your winning word.
Display.
Display. D-I-S-P-L-A-Y. Display.
Display. Get that into the website at WDJX.com. You can be $1,000 richer by the end of the day. Display. 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. A little late for this, but yeah, we try to do it every single hour. Right close to the top of the hour. Powered by Raise 4, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit Raise4.com. So, looking for an internship this summer? Maybe you should consider Mars.
Mars?
The candy maker.
Oh, okay.
Here's why.
All right.
They're offering the world's sweetest internship.
Okay, what do you mean? What do you mean?
So, the candidate will be responsible for organizing public events and activities on behalf of the company. It's a Chicago-based internship, so you may need to travel up to Chicago for 8 to 12 weeks.
Okay.
It will be fully paid.
Yes.
It includes taste testing new candy flavors.
Oh, yeah.
Creating a personalized chewing gum flavor.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Visiting various Mars Wrigley facilities across the country.
I could do that.
And documenting their experience on social media.
When do I start?
Benefits include a signing bonus
of
1 year's worth of candy.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Stop. They're going to pay me for a year in candy?
That's just a signing bonus. You also get paid. So
okay, so what are the brands? Mars candy. What all do they have? Let's see. What's in there? Okay.
I would imagine a
that's
Mars bar.
M&M's.
M&M's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. I'm seeing like Twix. I'm seeing Three Musketeers. I'm seeing Snickers.
The chocolate.
So like I said, this is a feel good because it's if you're looking for that good summer internship, maybe a quick trip up to Chicago and that Mars Wrigley sweetest internship position is what is right for you.
I think it's never too late for me to start as an intern.
Never.
I might be able to learn some stuff.
Sign back up to go to college again.
Okay.
There you go. That's your feel good. 99.7 DJX. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Game of Thrones premieres on Sunday, so make sure you take our little bracket.
Deathy bracket?
Yeah, our little deathy bracket.
That sounds fun.
It's the Fire and Ice Death Pool.
Wow.
WDGX.com. Who lives, who dies?
That sounds so aggressive. But it's a TV show, so it's fake death.
Yeah. Sure. Let's just say, who lives, who does not?
Who is living challenged?
Who is living challenged? That is the less deathy version of this bracket.
The glass is half full.
There we go. Absolutely. WDJX.com. Get that. Got to get to a text message from Sherry. She rolls in on the heels of our feel good about the internship at Mars.
Yes.
And says, if you could only have one type of candy for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, gosh. You're going to pigeonhole me into one kind of candy?
And I'm going to go out on a limb and say probably the only acceptable answer for me is peanut M&Ms. I'll say peanut M&Ms because that's in my top three. Remember, my top three, peanut M&Ms, I think Snickers, and then Swedish Fish.
This might shock you, but peanut M&Ms is probably the one candy we always have on hand.
Yeah.
Really?
At our house, yes. Mm-hmm. But is it necessarily my favorite? Nay. I'm on team whatchamacallit.
Will you get off the team whatchamacallit? Will you get off of that stupid candy bar?
It's not a stupid candy. It's got so much.
That bar
of deliciousness.
That bar is trash.
It's not trash. It's all the goodness all packed and all smooshed and packed and crunched into one.
You know what I would do if you handed me a candy bar?
You throw it away.
I would do the only acceptable thing, and that would be open it up gently and toss it in the trash.
And then I would dumpster dive, and I would put that in my mouth immediately. I would save that from the dregs of the trash. I would eat that.
Peanut M&Ms is the only acceptable answer. And I'll tell you what, Hunter rolling in with the Reese's peanut butter cup. Yeah, that's a
classic.
Maybe,
it's a good choice.
Maybe that's my hot second instead of Snickers.
Well, you can only get one.
I know.
With her game.
I know.
It's a cruel game.
It's a cruel,
mean game.
Mean game. And you're going to pick what?
Yes, I am. Because it's got so much.
It's got so much
in one bar.
Like the respect level I have for you every time you mention that just drops a little bit more.
Get out of here. You never had respect for me anyway. But whatchamacallit.
I do.
Whatchamacallit.
I respect you a lot, Kelly.
I'm surprised however, it's not just a chocolate bar. I like Hershey's cookies and cream chocolate bars. Those are awesome.
Listen, whatchamacallit is a chocolate bar, sweet pea.
Well, here's the thing.
I was imagining a circular shaped bite. I don't even know what it looks like.
Oh my God.
Well, Steven is on the team Kelly.
Thank you.
Whatchamacallit is the boom number one candy.
Thank you.
Steven, you and Kelly can go hang out in the dumpster eating your trash candy.
We will. We're going to be living our best life.
Another person texts in and says, Ben, shut your mouth. Whatchamacallit is not trash. Listen.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, look, the dumpster is getting a little bit larger with you, Steven, and the other
person.
Come on
in.
There you go.
It's warm and tasty.
Listen, peanut M&Ms is the only place to go with that,
right? We just Googled whatchamacallit. I had no idea it was a chocolate bar. I'm picturing these like circular-shaped bites in, I imagined, that color wrapping.
Yeah,
listen,
well,
it's in the Hershey's family, no shade to Mars, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a weird cousin of the peanut M&M.
You can call it a weird crazy uncle.
Really?
Whatever.
I can't.
It's delicious.
All right. So if Kat's doing the cookies and cream Hershey's bar, and you're doing the whatchamacallit.
I feel like the only responsible thing to do is to gather a bunch of these and have her do a taste test.
Who?
Kat.
Oh, Kat? Why is she making the decision?
So am I the judge between your candy?
Why are you charging her with that?
Who is it? Is it Sherry? Who started this game?
Yeah, Sherry. You know what, Sherry? Don't text us again. You've caused early morning division. We don't need that. All right. So anyways.
Sherry's going to break up the morning show.
We fight about ridiculous things and passionately.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Welcome to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. Yep, you're experiencing some rain and wind right now. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Clark County, South Central Clark County, Southwestern Oldham County, and then Jefferson County until 7 o'clock. So about 20 more minutes. You got a lot of rain. You got some lightning. You got some wind.
Oh, my.
So there you go.
Okay, thanks for passing that along.
Yeah, let's just get it out of the way now.
Okay.
Before thunder tomorrow. Thunder, by the way, tomorrow is going to be a little bit cooler. 68 is your high for thunder over Louisville with some clouds. So, should be pretty nice. A little on the chilly side, I guess, with the overcast and all that stuff. So,
yeah, considering it's been near 80 this week.
Right. So we're going to be posted up at Buckhead Mountain Grill there across the river. So that'll be exciting and great vantage point. So, if you are out and about or listening on Saturday, know that we'll be out there broadcasting for the air show and then your post-thunder party there on 99.7 DJX. Coming up here next, when NASA rolled in with the huge black hole announcement.
People had opinions.
Yeah, on Facebook for sure.
They're real excited.
Yeah, that's on the way. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show.
Yeah.
Cutting edge of science, technology, discovery.
Sure.
Text message from Allison. Felt like you were setting up the black hole picture story, but then Kelly said, it's our duty, so I feel like it's about poop. Allison, you know us a little bit too well. Another text from a listener. I hope y'all are going to talk about the picture of the black hole. If you have any questions, my life is a pretty decent example. Oh, wow. Gosh, guys. I haven't even gotten to the Facebook comments yet.
It's already great.
Right, but yes, in fact, astronomers announced yesterday that they had captured an image of the, as of yet, unobservable black hole.
After sifting through mountains of data and making sure of their results, scientists from the Event Horizon Telescope Project today released the first ever photograph of a black hole.
Now, this is actually a huge discovery because for years, black holes were just like imaginations of artists and of algorithms and the theory of relativity and Einstein and all that stuff. But
so
now
much smart
they
stuff.
Actually caught a picture of it.
It's a dream come true. You know, you've been thinking about this for 20 years and now you finally see it and it looks like in your dreams. Well, it's this dark spot in the very center and this ring of fire surrounding it.
Yeah, the hole looks like it's an eye looking at you.
It does.
Right in this shadow where light disappears.
Yeah.
Time seems to come to a standstill.
Yeah, so the black hole picture has been shared all over the place. Of course, NASA making that announcement on their Facebook page. And that's when I kind of just perused the Facebook comments. NASA's announcement that on Facebook, the historic feat by the Event Horizon Telescope, an image of a black hole and its shadow has been captured for the first time. So
people are going to have opinions.
I just perused the Facebook comments, and here we are. John S., are all my socks in there? Okay. Sharon E., somehow Matt Damon will need to be rescued from that.
Yeah, probably.
Yep. Caleb G., and still can't get cell phone service in the boonies.
Absolutely. Maybe that's why.
Philip O., I can do this on MS Paint.
What?
Obviously, they're talking about like the photograph.
Save yourself some money. Okay. I can page one.
Yeah. Rod B., I'll believe none of this until Dr. Sheldon Cooper confirms it.
Oh, sure. Yes.
TJC, yo mama still has a bigger mass.
Oh, come on. Come on. They're
dropping
in
yo mama jokes.
Yo mama jokes are coming in on the NASA discovery.
Yeah. Okay. The NASA Facebook page that announced the discovery of the black hole. One more Facebook comment from Isaac R. One dude should just sack up and send it in there. How many beers, fellas? Oh, my gosh. How many beers?
These don't sound like people that are typically following NASA what they're up to begin with. Can just acknowledge that?
There you are, Ben and Kelly, the show you come to for science, for learning, education, and discovery. There you go. 99.7 DJO.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, another word to get in on the Louisville Loot. $1,000. That is on the way right around 7 o'clock. Before that, though, got to get to this story.
A Linfield fire captain is charged with disorderly conduct after a very unusual trip to 7-Eleven.
Okay.
The fire captain?
Yeah.
We love 7-Eleven.
Hey.
All right, so that is on the way.
The 7-Eleven has made a couple of appearances
on the show
the last
recently.
Couple of days.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot. Along with quite their cousins, Walmart, Waffle House, all those guys.
Yeah, a lot happens there.
One kind of good.
One.
The one not so good.
Not so good on the way before 7. Hang on. .7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com, or a smart speaker, just ask it to play 99.7 DJX Radio. You can get live audio there. You can get our podcast and all that. All right, ready for the Naked Thirsty Firefighter?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Police say 60-year-old John Walsh walked into the Rhode Island convenience store completely naked yesterday.
Okay.
Well, so we're going to the store naked?
Well, maybe he was, he is a firefighter. Maybe he just got done with the fire and maybe he was hot. Who knows?
Or he bought a Coke and then drove away.
Okay.
He was thirsty, too.
Yes, the Naked Thirsty Firefighter.
Oh, okay.
When police pulled him over, his girlfriend told them she dared him to do it.
Oh.
Walsh has been placed on paid administrative leave.
Wait a second.
Pending the investigation.
Is this like a double dog dare you?
Yes.
Maybe it was, or maybe they were just preparing for...
Really?
Maybe John Walsh was thinking of a side gig after his whole... firefighting days are over.
If you're he's the fire chief.
And thinking, you know what? Maybe what I could do is spin around a pole.
I don't think so. I don't think. Oh, okay.
It's never too early to start your magic mic days, Kelly.
It's never too early.
Listen, we need for him to keep his fire hose hidden. Because that's not what we do.
Coming to the stage.
No.
Ladies, take a look at his fire hose.
Listen, we do not need that on display at the convenience store when you're buying a Coca-Cola. They're tasty. Let's just keep
you need a little helicopter action.
Tuck those dollars carefully.
Okay.
And don't disturb the hose.
All right. Okay. Obviously, what not to do? Let's not do that.
All right. So, hey, listen, John Walsh living his best life. Rolling in there naked.
Now I'm questioning whether he actually wears all the protective gear when he fights the fires. He doesn't sound like he likes clothing. And there's a lot of clothing that firefighters need to wear. Now my mind's racing.
Yes, very, very informative. All right, well, John Walsh, there you are. The Naked Thirsty Firefighter of Rhode Island.
Now that said, I've been to the club where the ladies are enjoying the men entertainment. And the firefighters are real popular.
That's what I'm saying.
They're
That's
real popular. Saying.
I'm thinking John's thinking of his second gig.
Maybe.
His second gig.
You do need to have a plan B sometimes.
Gotta have that plan B.
Okay.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Louisville Loot time. You ready for this?
Get your hands on that Louisville Loot. Here's your winning word.
All right. $1,000 up for grabs today. Get Barge into the website.
Barge?
Tell them Large Barge sent you.
B-A-R-G-E, Barge.
Barge, Barge.
I have a feeling these are all Thunder-related words.
Maybe.
We started with display.
Display.
And then we go to Barge.
I guess that's kind of thundery. Thundery?
Sure.
Display?
Well,
like,
they do.
Like it's on display.
Set some off on the barges on either side of the bridge.
Yes. Barge.
Right?
Not,
and fireworks
not
is
plural,
a display.
Not plural, just barge.
Just barge.
Just
yes.
Barge.
For these purposes, just one.
Just one.
Okay.
All right, barge.
Probably confusing people more.
B-A-R-G-E.
We do that a lot.
Yeah, that is your winning word. An opportunity for you to pick up $1,000 today. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Powered by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. You hear about this lady who literally lived to be a 99 despite having all of her organs in the wrong place?
I'm sorry, what just happened?
Rosemarie Bentley, swimmer, raised 5 kids. No clue, like her insides were completely jacked. The only thing that was in the right spot in her body was her heart.
You're kidding. So everything was all jumbled in. Like, you couldn't tell from the outside, but on the inside, she was all a mess?
Right. And so doctors were saying that this is a rare condition. It's usually life-threatening.
Oh, wow.
And because there's cardiac ailments and other abnormalities that happen, and most people don't even live beyond 73 with this, which
that's
is still
a good
pretty lengthy.
Life. Yeah.
But she wound up living 26 years even after that.
Wow.
99. Rose.
Man.
99.
Yeah, I would say that there's organs usually a reason why your organs are where they are.
That right? is very smart of
Thank
you.
Thank you. I'm not a doctor. I just assumed that.
I think she has better health than all of us, considering everybody here died with the flu.
I mean, when I first read the story, I was like, did she have her organs on the outside of her body? Because
that's
there were people that are born with like their organs on the outside of their body.
Yeah. But they have the surgery to put them on the inside.
On the inside. And mm-hmm. I was like, wow, this lady lived to be 99 with her organs on the outside of her body. No, they were on the inside of her body, but they were just all like
in different places.
Yeah. Yeah. Her liver and her spleen and her stomach and all that were all in different spots and places and stuff like that.
Wow.
So yeah, Rose, look at that. Lived quite a life.
That's amazing.
There you go. What is it? What is there? Some sort of like deep thought here where it's like, it's not what's on the outside, but what's on the inside that counts.
Yes.
La, la, la.
Let's hope that they said that at her funeral.
Oh, gosh.
What?
Way to make it deathy.
What? You said she passed away, right?
I know, but I didn't
She lived to be 99.
It.
That's a great life.
I know.
R.I.P.
Let's make it lifey, not deathy.
Lifey.
Life.
Okay, we're celebrating the lifey.
The lifey of Rose. All right, there you go. Feel good. Brought to you by Race Ford here on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Remember, barge, B-A-R-G-E, is your Louisville Loot winning word. That could get you $1,000 by the end of the day here on 99.7 DJX. You're going to see, I think the barges are already out on the river as the 2nd Street Bridge is closed. Keep that in mind. It's going to be closed until Sunday. The walking bridge will be closed today for the air show practice, okay? So during kind of lunchtime through the early afternoon, the walking bridge is going to be closed today. So just kind of be advised on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from about 11 to 5. So just kind of keep that in mind if you're thinking you're going to go down and get on the walking bridge and watch the air show from the walking bridge. That's not going
to
happen.
I'm going to have to rethink my route. I have to get to Clarksville at 10:30 this morning. I have taken a longer roundabout way to go.
Yeah, keep in mind the air show starts at 3 tomorrow, as our broadcast will also start at 3 tomorrow over at Buckhead. And the fireworks scheduled to go off at 9:30. All right?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thunder.
Okay, that's about all we had to say about that.
All right, Post Malone, rock star, 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Again, barge, B-A-R-G-E, is your Louisville Loot winning word. In sports news, remember yesterday we were telling you about the opening night for the Louisville Bats. 20th anniversary since the opening of the Louisville Slugger Field, so that's kind of cool.
Did they win?
Louisville won the home opener.
Look at that.
Against the Gwinnett.
Say it right.
Stripers.
Stripers. Yes. Yes. Yes, indeed.
They beat the Stripers, not the.
Yeah, 7-6. The Bats are combined record of 4-4. Won 7-6. So there you go.
I'm just curious.
That's their third straight game.
At any point, play Def Leppard. Just thinking. Based on our conversation yesterday. I'm just curious if at any point in the evening, you know, maybe during the seventh inning stretch,
coming to the mound, pitching for the Gwinnett Strippers. Ladies, get those dollars ready.
I'm just wondering if the announcer there got tripped up at any point in the evening and
he's
going to
throw
mistake.
His balls at your face. He's pitching for the Gwinnett Strippers. Careful. He's throwing heat. He's bringing heat from the mound.
I only go to the games to check out those baseball booties, but dang.
There you go.
All right. So, there you go. Yeah, there's a little, sports news for you. So congrats to the Bats on their win against Gwinnett.
What a great night to watch some baseball, too, right?
Yeah.
What a great night it was.
Sports, sports, sports.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I was curious also, too. Did they have a mascot? The Stripers? What would that be?
I don't know. We got Buddy Bat.
Yes. I'm just saying, easy.
All right.
Easy.
Hey, coming up, it's Family Secret.
I do have to hide him when my boyfriend comes over.
Okay.
Who is him?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Okay.
That's a good question.
I guess we're going to find out.
All right, Family Secret coming up here in just about 13 minutes on 99.7 DJ. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, home of Louisville Loot, Barge, B-A-R-G-E. Hopefully you're getting that into the website at WDJX.com. You could be $1,000 richer by the end of the day, so that's kind of exciting. Coming up here next, it is Family Secret, and you might be floored with this woman's secret.
I do have to hide him when my boyfriend comes over.
Mm.
I'll say I didn't see this one coming.
Didn't see it coming at all.
Nope. Nope.
Probably the last thing I would have thought. Okay. I'm going to play Maroon 5, then we will talk
to her. Okay, that's a good buffer.
All right, let's do that.
Yeah.
All right, Family Secret, coming up next, 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, we are the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. Every week, right about this time, we open up our show to you to maybe get a secret that you may be having off your chest. And it's a way to maybe therapeutically figure out how to deal with it.
Sure. It's a circle of trust, sharing corner.
Yeah, sharing corner. Hi there. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Okay, so you've got a secret.
Yeah, I have a pretty big secret.
This sounds fun already if you're laughing.
I know.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I mean, it's like nervous. Okay, so let me explain. So my boyfriend got me this pet dog for Christmas like 3 years ago as a gift, and we both shared him. His name was Ziggy.
Aw, Ziggy.
Yeah, Ziggy. And, you know, I say was because, well, unfortunately, Ziggy died a few months ago, like unexpectedly. It was so tragic. And, you know, so I'm, he was Ziggy.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's sad
news. Yeah, yeah.
You are bubbly, yet it's sad news.
I was going to say.
You're okay with it.
You're taking it well.
Are you dealing with it well?
I mean, so whenever I think about him, I get so happy, and then I think about what happened, and, you know, we had to bury Ziggy in my boyfriend's backyard, and it was horrible. One of the worst things that we've had to do, and, you know, I really wasn't actually handling it very well.
Okay.
So this is where the secret comes in. I dug up Ziggy and I brought him to one of my family members who does taxidermy.
Oh my god!
And yeah, so but now Ziggy lives in my home, and you know he's always with me. And it makes me happy when I see him. But you know, I do have to hide him when my boyfriend comes over.
Oh, yeah, you do. He's got real pet cemetery.
Hang
real
on.
Quick.
Let me just repeat back what you told us. You dug up Ziggy, the dog that you shared with your boyfriend after
away.
He passed away,
uh-huh.
Had him stuffed, and now he's
hanging
like
out.
Propping a door open in your apartment.
Propping his door. Stop it!
Oh my God. What is the pose? Can I ask the pose? Is he doing a pose?
Is he like begging?
I mean, he's propped up and he's just laying. It's like he's laying down, looking at me, and I couldn't handle it. Burying him was so tragic, and I figured, you know, I know someone that does taxidermy, and why not? But you know, it is definitely a secret because I think my boyfriend would flip out.
All right, okay. So this is comforting for you. This does not creep you out. This is comforting.
Now, it now makes sense, kind of your whole attitude about this, where you'd still see.
Well, she's not
Ziggy.
Saying goodbye.
No, she hasn't said goodbye.
Nope, don't have to now.
Okay, we have a lot of people texting us right now at 502-571-997.
I understand your concern about the whole, it's a lot of work to have to make sure you are hiding Ziggy. I'm just kind of going down the road a little bit. Is this like serious? Like, could you see yourself moving in together? And if so, has your brain started to process that?
Yeah, I mean, this is a pet we shared. You know, this is, it's been going on, you know, almost 4 years. And I do see a future. And I'm a little bit worried because I can't keep this a secret forever. But I don't know how to say anything. I don't even know what to do.
Okay.
Question
for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you decide that having your stuffed dog is no longer a good thing, do you see yourself reburying it or just
it,
tossing it out? Because I don't know what you would do.
I don't No.
I have sadly lost two family dogs. We got new ones. They look the same.
That's creepy.
We lost our pug Snorts, yeah. And we got two more pugs. Okay. And I was just going to suggest.
Well, at least you didn't name it the
right.
same
well,
name.
Well, hey, thank you so much for giving us this secret. It is excellent.
We know your pain. We understand it.
And a lot of people are chiming in, like I said, and maybe they'll have some advice on how you can approach this with your boyfriend.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. You're welcome.
The dog sound effects really, really the whole time.
Ben, the dog is dead. It can't bark anymore, Ben.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was playing the sound effect. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Wow.
Are you alive?
I know. We got a text. It was like, I hear dogs barking in the background. Are we sure? Are we sure she didn't just go to the pet cemetery? Okay.
Ziggy got brought back to life.
Many people chiming in. One text. This chick is Pandora's box level crazy.
Well, I appreciate Allison. Text.
Yeah.
She says she's like rolling in with actual advice.
Okay.
Just say you found a stuffed animal at the flea market and bought
exactly
it because
like
it looks exactly like
oh,
Ziggy.
Oh, wow. It is, and it's extraordinarily lifelike. Extraordinarily.
I can't breathe over Rachel's text. Wait, did she sneak into his backyard in the middle of the night, dig this dog back up? Can we venture into that
a little bit? We didn't ask what time of day it was.
We didn't.
We can only maybe assume it was under the cloak of darkness.
Right.
I don't
know.
That's usually when things like that. Okay, so then Amber rolls in, though, with another good suggestion. There's a company called Cuddle Clones who makes replica stuffed animals of your pets. So please go bury Ziggy and get a cuddle clone. Yes, I have seen that company. They are extraordinarily lifelike. You can actually even get you can get slippers. You can get slippers made of Ziggy,
what
too.
What is this noise, Ben?
She's sneaking into the backyard. I will find you, Ziggy.
Shovel
you will
in
be
hand.
Mine.
Ziggy.
All right, no, seriously,
Mark,
though. This is a safe place. This is a safe place.
It is.
It's a circle of trust,
and we
don't want to poo-poo her issue.
No,
here.
You know what we're doing? We're kind of mirroring and matching her delivery of it. She's very bubbly about it.
She's okay with it.
Yeah.
All right, if you want to comment, you can. Facebook, Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show, or 502-571-9970. That is Family Secret. DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Family Secret. She dug up her dog that she co-owned with her boyfriend.
Dearly departed.
And
Ziggy.
Got him stuffed.
Boyfriend doesn't know. Freaking out.
Yep.
He's going to come over and she's going to forget to hide it.
Audio of her sneaking into the backyard.
I don't. Okay.
All right. Some text messages. 502-571-9970 from Andrea, who's like, OMG, I so hope her boyfriend is listening. Yeah, a lot of people are like,
because she threw out the dog's name.
She threw out the dog's name. It's going to get back to the boyfriend, I would imagine. Yeah. Trish says, no, we do not unbury and stuff dead pets. This is not okay.
I feel like that was my first reaction, too.
Terry rolls in and says, this woman is straight nuts. What's she going to do if the boyfriend dies? Will she dig him up? Stuff him?
Wow.
Leave him on the couch?
If I die, don't you dare taxidermy my body.
This is the best.
Is 0 to 60 in no time.
Flat. Yeah, Chris says about the same thing. Thank goodness I'm not in a relationship with her. If
okay.
I died, she'd probably send me to the taxidermist.
Yeah, maybe. Yes, we do need to maybe address how she handles mourning.
Yeah. Okay. And for those of you who are texting in going, wait. What did I just miss? Okay. To catch you up real quick. Family Secret. It was where she shared a dog with her boyfriend.
Sadly, passed away.
Dog passed away suddenly. Mm-hmm. They buried the dog in the backyard
of the boyfriend's house.
She couldn't get over that fact, so she dug up the dog. Family member has a is a taxidermist.
Had it stuffed. It lives now at her house.
And now she's like, I have to hide it now every time it comes over.
It was so unexpected.
Like
unexpected.
Right.
Okay.
So there you go. If you want to continue a question, my real question is, did they clean the dog or is the dog still covered in dirt?
Do you give it a bath?
I'm going to say.
I hope it's
that they
not,
probably not cleaned it at the taxidermist.
What if she acts like she would when the dog was alive? Like, weekly baths.
Shoot.
Walk in.
I wouldn't put it past her.
Fairly confident she probably pets it.
Yeah, she probably does.
I'm just going to say
All right, so there you go. That's a family secret. Thank you so much. And again,
Did we help?
Every single week, we offer up our show. We never really help.
Well, I feel like this one, there were some valid alternatives that we maybe put Ziggy back in the place where he was, and we get a cuddle clone or something. That company has its roots in Louisville.
Right.
It was birthed by U of L master's students.
No, I'll tell you what. It's all of your suggestions would have been great.
Yes.
It's too late now, Kelly.
No, it's never too late. She can rectify the situation right now.
All right.
She can.
All right.
She can.
All right. So there you go. Family secret. 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. 99.7 DJX. Home of Louisville Loot.
Get your hands on that Louisville Loot. Here's your winning word.
Air show. One word.
Okay, AIRSHOW. Get that in at WDJX.com. I sense a thunder theme for today's words.
Yeah. I see that.
You see that?
All right, so air show. AIRSHOW. Get that in WDJX.com. You can be $1,000 richer by the end of the day. All right, feel good stories. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. Do this every single hour. Thank you so much for all the pictures that we got. Like Amber, she posted this little video of two future DJX stars at JA Biztown.
For 99.7 DJX Throwback Thursday.
They're in the DJX radio station there at JA Biztown doing their own Throwback Thursday. And Junior Achievement of Kentuckiana actually tagged us in a post and said, you know, volunteers are essential to running JA Biztown.
I love that.
And the Kenwood Elementary volunteers, and they came over and they were at a part of JA Biztown. And a special shout out to DJX for having the radio station there. And it had been a talk of JA Biztown.
If I'm not mistaken, their studio is nicer.
Probably.
Should we move our operations to Biztown? I feel like we
maybe. Yeah. The future stars of DJX right there on display.
For 99.7 DJX Throwback Thursday.
Yeah. There you go. You got the delivery. Yeah, you got the delivery. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for all the pictures and for obviously we love being a part of JA Biztown. So that's your feel good.
That is a good feel good.
I love that one.
Yeah. Helping shape the lives of tomorrow's youth.
5 more years, I'm going to be doing this show.
Maybe 2.
5?
God, I hope so.
Maybe 1. I don't know.
Maybe 1. We don't know. When's our contract up?
I don't know.
We lost
All right.
Our jobs.
Throwback Thursday, every Thursday, obviously. And there's your feel good on 99.7 DJX. Jonas Brothers. 99.7 DJX, Jonas Brothers, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. Louisville Lou, winning word, air show. One word.
Yes. AIRSHOW.
There you go.
I can spell.
Mm.
Good for you.
That's one of my strengths.
Hey, before 9, Free Movie Friday is going down. So an opportunity for you to pick up a couple tickets to a movie of your choice, courtesy of Fandango.
And
so
listen,
that's kind of cool.
There's a lot of good ones coming out.
Yeah.
Too.
Are you doing the pre-order on the Avengers Endgame?
Well, apparently I have to now.
Yeah, because
you've
I was going to say.
Me like I'm not even going to get in the first couple months if I don't.
I don't think you, definitely not the first weekend. There's no way.
Probably not.
I thought this was kind of your jam.
It is my jam.
I mean, I don't care. I will wait until it gets on Plex to watch it.
I'm going to need the director's hall. I'm going to need to choose my seats. I'm going to need the big comfy all that. We're going to go big time.
You know
what? It's going to cost $1,000 to go to the movies.
Listen, you and I should go.
It's going to be worth it.
Because you would absolutely hate sitting next to me. Because I would not care. Then you'd be like, why are you excited about this?
You need to hand over your man card, mister, because that is the fact that you are not all ate up by the Avengers and the Marvel Universe is beyond me. I feel like every dude on planet Earth needs to be all up in this.
I mean, I enjoyed Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
That is not the same thing.
It's not?
Yes, Spider-Man is a Marvel character, but it was completely different from all the Avengers
movies. So sue me for getting on board the Spider-Man.
Oh, my God. I feel like...
Listen, I have lost my man card for way worse than this.
That is true. That's a true statement.
So,
that's
you know, this statement. Is... This is
you lost it a long time ago and it never came back.
I never. All right.
Ben's the guy in the movies, Gus, gonna have to ask a question like every 5 seconds. He'll be like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Hey,
we're not doing that.
All right, so anyways, our whole point is you can win some tickets courtesy of Fandango.
Is that where we started?
Before 9 o'clock. And then again,
I always forget where we started.
Again, this afternoon with Garfield right around 5 on 99.7 DJX.
This is something I feel like you'll be on board with. Can we talk about what's happening next door?
Next door?
Next door.
Next door.
Out that window.
Next door?
Next door.
Next door to
where
us?
Where naked guy kind of usually lives.
Oh, in the condo.
Yeah, well.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about the naked guy in the condo.
Let's talk about that.
Okay, coming up next. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Clark Memorial Bridge, 2nd Street Bridge, closing for thunder, obviously. The 2nd Street Bridge is closed through Sunday, and then the walking bridge... Big Four is going to be closed at 11 from 11 to 5 today for the air show practice. So you're not going to be able to like see the air show from the walking bridge today while they're practicing. So just kind of keep that in mind. And then we're going to be hanging at Buckhead Mountain Grill tomorrow starting in 3 o'clock for the air show. And then as you're stuck in traffic, have nowhere to go, tune on the 997 DJX and we'll keep you entertained.
The 909er.
Niner.
The 9-9-7
DJX. Come in. Copy 10-4. We're over here in Southern Indiana.
10-4, good buddy.
We're in Southern Indiana.
It's going to be fun.
I'm lost and I'm scared and I'm wet.
That usually happens.
Wet.
I don't know.
Southern Indiana.
Things happen.
Okay. Things happen.
Yes.
I mean, it's thunder, you know? I'm wet. It could be fluids that I don't know.
Why'd you say fluids?
Well, I didn't want to say anything else.
That's kind of bad. That's up there with moist. Let's not go down that road.
Listen, after thunder, everybody has some sort of wet spot that they don't know
what
fluid or what sort of thing.
Stop talking.
Is
Stop
on
it.
Them.
Pump the brakes.
Am I the only person in this room who has ever left thunder with a mystery wet spot?
I've never been to thunder, and now I'm terrified.
Mystery wet fluid on you? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying that's a... Hey, am I alone here?
Yes,
I don't
you
think
are.
So.
1,000%. You're alone.
Kelly, just
talking
wait.
Talking about your mystery fluid.
Just wait.
I'm not. Praying.
Tomorrow, you're going to get in your car, you're going to be like, huh.
I'm going to be fluid free.
No, you're going to get you're going to get in your car, you're going to be like, huh.
I'm vowing. I'm vowing to be fluid free.
You're just going
to
be like, pat. What? Huh. What's that? Mystery fluid.
I'm praying that it's means thunder. It was alcohol or rain and nothing else.
Anyways, all right. So, thunder, tomorrow, Buckhead. Hey, what's going on next door?
Well, a place that's going to have a lot of fluids.
Oh.
Margs.
Oh, okay.
Margs.
I like those fluids.
Have you heard? I learned this yesterday. Margaritaville is building a Louisville hotel right there. I'm looking at it. It's right there.
In our parking lot next to the building?
In our parking lot next door. So it's going to be at 522
South
4th Street.
We're
at 520 South 4th Street. How amazing is that?
Okay.
Now, I'm looking. I'm not an architect.
Okay.
And I'm looking at the pictures. It looks real nice. Like, they're going to have the 5 o'clock somewhere bar, Margaritaville restaurant, 150-room hotel, and they're going to put it there.
Oh, wow.
It looks kind of small.
Hey, guess what? It's Margarita Monday.
It's Margarita Monday next door.
Taco Tuesday. Let's go have some margs.
It's right next door to me, Cocina.
It's Wet Your Whistle Wednesday here at the office. Let's go get some more margs. Thirsty Thursday. Let's do it, guys. The theme continues.
Hashtag mystery fluid.
And frozen frozen Fridays is when I get the frozen margaritas.
It's perfect for a lunch break. Don't get a little tipsy, though.
This is going to be great, though. I'm excited. Right.
That's exciting.
No, it might block our view of the naked guy over there at the condos. I'm
yeah,
not sure.
We do get a shot of a naked guy that there are condos right across from our radio station.
Yeah,
and,
he likes to kind of walk out on the rooftop.
Now, terrace. To be fair to him, we don't know if he's fully naked, just naked from the waist up. Well, because all we can see is kind of the waist up. So,
anyways. Kind of like, yeah, it's a treat of ours.
He just likes to
go air it out sometimes.
All right, there you go. Cool. And when's this going to be opening?
I don't know.
All right,
construction
great.
Starts later this year. I think it's going to be opening in a couple years.
Okay. There you go.
I think.
And that's what's trending.
I'm excited.
On 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We were just talking about how every year at Thunder, you always wind up with some sort of mystery fluid on you afterward.
You were talking about that, sir. I've never had mystery fluids on me before.
I've never even been to Thunder, and I'm praying I don't.
Some text messages, 502-571-9970, from a listener. Ben gets a little too excited at Thunder. Yeah.
That can be a lot of things.
Not necessarily my fluids. Just saying. Another text from a listener.
That's worse. That's much worse.
Another text from a listener. You're right, Ben. You always find something strange, LOL. Then you're like, is this booze or something else? Not really sure.
Maybe it's sweat.
It could even be the fruit juice from that random family that always adopts you as you're walking through the crowds. That's how Thunder is. That's why it's awesome. Right?
He looks nice. He's part of the family.
Yeah,
now.
That's true. You do make a lot of friends as you're walking down the little street festival.
You're just packed in there, whether you're on the Indiana or Kentucky side. Yeah. You're just packed in there like sardines. And so you just randomly, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I got a juice box in my hand. I have no idea.
I got it.
I have no idea how that even happened. Oh, guess what? There's not juice in it. Okay. So what is this?
Hey.
Yeah. So anyways, we're going to be hanging out Buckhead Mountain Grill. So hopefully if you haven't already gotten your ticket, you will, and you can come join and have and be part of the fun there on 99.7 DJX. But yeah, Thunder, tomorrow, air show starts at 3, fireworks 9:30. Second Street Bridge is closed until Sunday, 99.7 DJX.
Hey, what's up? This is NF, and you're listening to Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Louisville Loot, another word for you coming up at 9 o'clock. And another opportunity for you to pick up $1,000 by the end of the day. Just like Elvia did yesterday.
Did I win some money, maybe? Maybe?
Oh, she's got maybe. Some sass.
She has an indication.
Sass in her voice already. Yes. Yes, you are $1,000 richer.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Yes. I love it.
Just leave it right there.
Yes.
Leave it right there.
I love it. Congratulations.
It's all
Oh, my God. I'm so excited right now. Thank you so much.
We are excited, too.
We are so excited.
We're going to
move
on.
You know where my head goes, though.
Yeah, like the first time she ever saw a man naked. Wow.
Listen, you're making assumptions. Well. We don't know that magic moment has happened.
I hope it's happened.
We don't know.
We're hopeful.
Okay. Or what else?
Maybe one day when that happens, this will be the
one. Oh, God!
Yeah.
We're happy for you if you have.
Maybe.
You know, that tender moment.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times it's private. Sometimes.
Oh, God!
It's not.
Maybe she was in the convenience store when the naked thirsty firefighter showed up. That's what she reacted. Yeah. Maybe.
We're just so excited that you won $1,000. So,
yes, we are.
Yes, you can just be like her and you can win too. By the end of the day, $1,000, another word for you on the way here at around 9 on 99.7 DJX. Before 9, though, get in on that free movie Friday, okay?
Yes.
Two tickets. To Fandango, or from Fandango to any movie, that's on the way before 9. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Keep in mind, on Sunday is the premiere of Game of Thrones, and we have a little poll bracket up on the website for you. It's a who lives and who doesn't sort of bracket.
It's kind of deathy.
A little bit.
Why don't we just say who lives and who is living challenged?
Someone is living challenged, and who is that? Anyways, you can fill it out.
Okay.
Whether, you know, the Starks or the or whoever,
they're fun game
at the Game of Thrones. So yeah, that's Sunday, and you can get on that at WDGX.com. Just click win, and you can get in on that. Speaking of like shows and movies, a couple of new movies out this weekend. Hellboy. That is out. Also, Missing Link. That's Zach Galifianakis and Hugh Jackman.
That looks really fun. That's, it's an animated movie.
Yeah, right, right, right.
Yeah, and then that looks cute.
A little. So three new movies out this weekend. I don't know. Hellboy will probably win the weekend, I would imagine.
You think?
Yeah, it's just one of those like action hero, like mythical. Is it a Marvel? Is Hellboy Marvel?
You're sounding like me now, not knowing Marvel? Anything about the movies.
No, I know about movies. I just don't know or care about Marvel.
Is Hellboy Marvel?
So by your answer there, I'm saying yes.
I'm not looking at you anymore.
What is it, DC? Is
I'm
it a
not,
DC?
It,
it's DC then.
I'm going to ask Google and see what it says. I'm going to see if they're sassy enough. Is Hellboy Marvel?
I fully admit that I am not as invested in Marvel as you are. The Marvel-verse, as you are. You just bought your tickets for Endgame.
I did. I spent $45. I'm going to see it on Sunday.
All right, good for
you. I selected my seats, 3D IMAX. That's how I'm doing it.
Okay, cool.
I don't know.
What, Hellboy doesn't say anything?
It just says fictional superhero.
All right, cool.
Created by writer-artist Mike Mignola.
Okay, so that is not Stan Lee, so probably not.
It's not Stan Lee.
Probably.
It's not Stan Lee.
Probably not.
I was going to be real snarky.
Were you?
But in the offbeat chance that it did have some sort of ties, I did not
want
to have egg on my face.
To be hanging out there in the wind?
But I thought it was laughable when you threw that out there, but then I'm like, listen, I don't know all of the depths of the Marvel Universe.
Okay, so what do you think is going to win the weekend? Missing Link?
I think it's got a good shot. How long has Captain Marvel been out there?
A few weeks. Yeah.
I feel like with the anticipation of Endgame coming up, that could probably get a resurge.
Well, hey, if you want to go to the movies for free, we've teamed up with Fandango, Free Movie Fridays. So every Friday, you can win with us, and then you can win in the afternoon with Garfield. Fandango movie passes, so you can go see any movie you want to on us. So caller 9-502-571-9970. We'll hook you up with that. And then enjoy. All right?
All right.
Couple passes for Fandango. Free movie Fridays, 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, home of Louisville Loot. Another opportunity for you to get in on that coming up here just after 9 here on 99.7 DJX. Marsha, what are you doing?
Waiting on people, as usual.
All right, Marsha, congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo, thank you.
You're welcome. Couple tickets for you to enjoy a movie on us, courtesy of Fandango, Free Movie Fridays. You can also win in the afternoon, Marsha. But did you know that Hellboy was not a DC or not a Marvel character?
I didn't think so, but I don't keep up with it either.
Yes, I wasn't like 1,000% confident. I was like, only about 100% confident.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, Marsha, where are you seeing Thunder? What are you doing?
Easter egg hunt at my church.
All right. Well, that sounds exciting.
That is the way to do it. I'm going to celebrate with Jesus.
All right, Marsha. Okay. Hey, by the way, I think we might have audio of the very first time Marsha saw Mandy.
Really?
Really?
We're so lucky.
She is spending Thunder Day with Jesus. And this is where you're going?
Hey, sorry, Jesus.
This is where you're going?
Maybe not.
I don't think so, sir. Probably. Marsha's probably still listening right now, too. She probably doesn't appreciate that.
Push that button.
You need to wait until we're pretty much guaranteed she's not listening anymore.
Well, we will congratulate Marsha again. Free Movie Fridays, Fandango. And you can win again with Garfield this afternoon.
I'm betting she's probably not going to use these tickets to go see Hellboy either.
On 99. Listen, you know what? Hellboy sounds like a very nice young man.
She's going to see a Disney movie.
Well, whatever.
We love it.
Whatever. You can see it for whatever you want. Oh,
yes,
so there you
can.
Go. All right.
So awkward.
Gosh, are we done yet?
God,
we're bad
seriously,
people.
What time is it? Oh, there's still like a whole other hour and 10 minutes left.
A whole other hour and 10 minutes.
Wow.
99.7 DJX. But really, do you want to hear it the first time?
No!
Yes! Sir.
Yeah.
First time Marsha saw a man naked.
Mm-hmm.
She was less than impressed. Less than impressed.
She wasn't ready.
You know I still wasn't have to talk to her and get her information. I, you know
I do.
That, right?
I do. It's going to be awkward.
I'm still going to get the rest of her information.
It's going to be awkward. Yeah, it's going to be awkward.
I know I have met an angel in person. She looks perfect. I don't deserve this. You look perfect
tonight. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Before Ed Sheeran, we played Taylor Swift, and a lot of people are speculating that tomorrow something's going to happen because on her calendar, she has it marked as April 13th.
And it's not just her personal calendar. It's the one that like she sells.
It's the one that she sends out or that she markets. So I guess, I don't know, you know, for Thunder, as you're sitting there scrolling Twitter.
Waiting for the fireworks to start.
Yeah, you can see the Taylor news that drops. We don't know anything. I would love to tell you something.
We don't
happening.
Have any hot tips.
No, we don't have any hot tips this time. All right, Louisville Loot.
Get your hands on that Louisville Loot. Here's your winning word.
You said it.
Did I?
Yep.
Thunder?
Fireworks.
Oh, fireworks. Fireworks. F-I-R-E-W-O-R-K-S.
Yep, you can be just like Elvia.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Yeah, she won $1,000 yesterday.
I might scream like that if I won $1,000 too.
I know. That might be your reaction after you win $1,000 by the end of the day. With Louisville Loot on 99.7 DJX, just get that into the website at WDJX.com. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. If you're looking for an internship this summer, maybe I might suggest the Mars Wrigley company.
Okay. Are you talking about like the candy bar company?
I am. They're calling it the world's sweetest internship. Now, it's in Chicago. It's 8 to 12 weeks.
It's not too far.
Right? It's fully paid. But let me just tell you why people are excited about this.
I'm already guessing there might be some great perks working there.
Well, let me tell you what it entails first. Taste testing new candy flavors.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Creating a personalized chewing gum flavor.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yum. Visiting various Mars Wrigley facilities across the country and documenting the experience on social media.
Traveling road trips, fun.
Yeah. Oh, and then the person that's selected for the internship gets a signing bonus, which is cool.
Ooh. Yes, I like that. We didn't even get that here.
A signing bonus of 1 year's worth of candy.
Whoa!
Like that.
Sign me up!
Like that.
I quit! Bye, Kelly. Did I just quit out loud?
You haven't.
It's how, what, 8 to 12 weeks? That's pretty much all I want to work.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah, how much are they going to pay? Doesn't matter. I'm going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come back after with all the chocolate you can share.
All the Twix, okay. All the Snickers, all the M&Ms, all of them in my mouth.
Why do I feel like you're not going to share?
Probably not.
Okay, so there you are. Feel good. Powered by Raise Ford. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
All right.
Feel good from my taste buds.
On DJX. Hey, coming up, trending. There is a movie trending that hasn't been in the theater since 1998. I'll explain why on the way on DJX. Ninety-nine-seven DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Fireworks, F-I-R-E-W-O-R-K-S. That is your Louisville Loot winning word. That could get you $1,000 by the end of the day.
Different word every hour.
Yep, there you go. So this popped up on Twitter, just randomly on Twitter, started trending. And I'm like, why is this trending now all of a sudden? And actually, I still don't even have an answer as to why it's trending. But the 1998 movie with Brad Pitt and Anthony Hopkins.
Kat, were you alive?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Were you?
I was two.
Okay.
But I don't know who Anthony Hopkins is.
All right. Okay. That's fine. Brad Pitt, Anthony Hopkins, and not Claire Danes.
Claire Forlani?
Claire Forlani was in that.
Uh-huh.
Meet Joe Black. That movie.
Yes.
The opening scene from that movie is now trending.
It's been a long time since I've seen that.
I know. And so, like, I was like, I had to, like, reacquaint myself with the opening scene of this movie. It's, like, a minute long.
Is there any cuss words?
No.
Can you just play it? Okay.
Yeah.
Refresh my memory.
Okay, so, basically,
it's
Brad Pitt and I guess, what's her name? Claire?
Claire Forlani.
Yeah. Claire. Yeah. So it's Brad Pitt and Claire. They're like
girlfriend boyfriend.
They're girlfriend boyfriend and he's going on a trip. And so they're saying goodbye. They're in New York City. They're on a New York City street. And so, you know, she like wants to say something. And so she kind of starts walking away and he kind of starts walking the opposite direction. And so, you know, they're parting, right?
Okay.
And this is the opening scene of Meet Joe Black.
It's a tasty man snack.
And so it's from 1998 and you hear the nice music there.
Yeah.
And you know, Claire's walking away. Brad is...
He's stopping in the street, isn't he?
Well, he's not in the street yet, but yeah, he's walking away and she's turning around. She's thinking about saying something to him. And so he's starting to cross the street. Brad Pitt.
Starting to cross the street.
He's looking. He's fine. He's fine. But this is Yeah, this is Meet Joe Black, the opening scene. And so she walks away. Now he turns around and she's gone.
He's stopping in the street. He's not looking.
Right.
He's going to get hit.
And so he's like, you know, oh, I should have said something.
And I'm standing in the street.
Oh. Near miss.
Okay.
Everything's okay.
Brad.
Wild.
You should have prepared me.
That is the most wild, bonkers 1 minute of an opening scene that you've ever seen.
Oh, wow. Brad Pitt
pinballs off of two cars in the middle of New York City.
That is amazing special effects.
And so.
Like, can we just appreciate that?
Listen.
Why again?
The internet is literally undefeated.
What?
Because now they have...
Are they mourning Joe Black again?
We have the pictures of the drivers of the car, Angelina Jolie and Jennifer Aniston.
But then
there's a GIF now of Brad Pitt just bouncing between the cars in an endless loop.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God.
Imagine if that happened in real life.
It's an endless loop of Brad Pitt getting hit by a taxi and getting hit by a minivan.
Oh, my God. God, okay, that is so long and hilarious.
Again, have no idea why the 1998 opening scene to Meet Joe Black is now being discovered on Twitter, because Twitter wasn't around in 1998.
And kids don't stop in the middle of the road and not pay attention.
Yeah.
Well, maybe there's people like my generation who've never seen or appreciated this, and now we are just discovering.
Yeah, and
that makes my stomach turn. How did I forget?
I know.
The opening to that movie.
All right. So there you go. So that's trending.
All right.
Meet Joe Black, 1998.
Have some fun on Twitter.
By the way, if you want to see it, we've tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
That's so wrong.
It is the most bonkers 1 minute of an opening sequence on a movie that I've seen.
Is it like the anniversary of his divorce from Jennifer Aniston or something?
No clue.
Is going, like, we need to dig deeper.
I don't know why Meet Joe Black
internet
is trending, but it is. And so there you go.
Okay.
At Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.